worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. The world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon.
Worse than Watergate. Worse than Iran-Contra. The US Congress is gearing up to investigate the objectivity of intelligence provided to the government before going to war with Iraq. If the administration claim that Saddam Hussein's regime posed an imminent threat turns out to be fraudulent, the selling of the war is arguably the worst scandal in American political history. Worse than Watergate, worse than Iran-Contra.
The world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. The world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. The world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon.
The world's most dangerous regime with the world's most destructive weapons.
The central question in any inquiry will be, did the White House lean on intelligence agencies to cook their analysis to whip up domestic and international support for the war?
For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see. I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see. Because I can't hear because I can't see.
To date, you have offered no explanation as to why you and your most senior advisors made repeated allegations based on forged documents. Your entire preemption doctrine depends on the ability of the United States to gather accurate intelligence and make honest assessments. The credibility of the United States is now in question.
The President of the United States.
I can't see because I can't hear.
Little bit more.
I can't hear because I can't see.
With a history of reckless aggression.
I can't see because I can't hear.
With ties to terrorism.
I can't hear because I can't see. Because I can't hear because I can't see.
For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. World's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon. For the world's worst leader with the world's worst weapon.
Worse than Watergate, worse than Iran-Contra. This wasn't material that had been made up. This wasn't material that had been made up. US credibility was now on trial. U.S. credibility was now on trial.
When Iraq is liberated, you will be treated, tried, and persecuted as a war criminal. Persecuted as a war criminal. Persecuted as a war criminal. We can't help you. Go home and die.
The anticipated stocks of chemical and biological weapons and the flood of evidence from Iraqi scientists have yet to materialise. But do Americans care? Not much. With a CNN USA Today poll finding 56% say the war in Iraq would still be justified even if weapons of mass destruction aren't ever found.
With the world's worst weapon.